means you can listen to it anywhere. My name is TK, and welcome to Music You Might Otherwise Miss. For this hour, it is the new release show. We focus in on new material that was just released or has not been released yet, but most of it you probably haven't heard of before, which is why this is Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Now, on with the show. Got a great program lined up for you with an hour of music that contains new material from Benny, Michael Now, and Girl Ray. Today's reissue song is from Sean Colvin off her classic Fat City album. Also in this morning's entertainment, I have a new tune from Zuzu and decided to make her today's lineage. That's going to hit around the 10:30 mark, so please join us for that. Plus, all the other new and interesting music we play for you here at WMFO, which is precisely why you tune to Freeform Radio. Let's get this hour started with a tune from Lorelei. Lorelei, which is a terrible name for a band. I found three other bands with that same name. Anywho, this Lorelei is an unsigned mixed gender dream pop twosome from Sydney, Australia. The duo's first single, I Am a Road, was released earlier this year. They had help from Lachlan Mitchell of the Jezebels in the production booth. Now, Lorelei has just released on November 15th their second single, Skylight. It's a great way to start out today's show. New music from Lorelei here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
So young, so young, you want to.
That is the latest material from North Parade here on Freeform Radio from Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK, and you're tuned in to music you might otherwise miss. We are doing the new release show here on a rainy, cold Tuesday morning. North Parade, they are an unsigned indie alt-rock four-piece out of Birmingham, England. They formed in 2017, but didn't release their first single until February 7th of this year. They just released, on November 1st, their third single, Keeping Things Casual. They are currently working on self-releasing their debut EP, How to Be Good. So I'll keep my eye open for that. Changing musical direction with a tune from Cavalry. Cavalry is a brooding dark pop indie foursome from Liverpool, England. They were founded in 2014 with five members, but have winnowed down to Alan, Austin, Stephen, and Gareth. They started self-releasing online singles in 2015 with their first official release a year later, which actually got them noticed by BBC Radio 1 and BBC Radio 2. They were also written up in The Guardian. Well, it's been well over a year since the last release. They broke their drought with a single of this standalone kind of sense with a tune called Two Embers, which dropped about 2 weeks ago. New music from Cavalry here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Ordinary flame, all of
That was the latest material from Marble Arch here on Freeform Radio from Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK, and this is music you might otherwise miss. Marble Arch, newly signed electronica new pop five-piece based in Paris. They just recently signed to Geography Records, which is also based in Paris. The joint project, Children of the Slump, just came out on November 16th, and I was able to get my hands on one of the pre-release singles, and that is called Gold.
Chances are you or someone you know has age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. Millions of people are losing their sight to AMD, and I'm one of them. Getting that diagnosis was terrifying, but knowledge is power. Even if it doesn't run in your family, you can still get AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-632-2005 for a free kit about preventing and managing the disease. That's 1-800-632-2005.
Next up, it's a new one from Hudson. Hudson is really Sam Hudson. He's from West Yorkshire in England. He describes his music this way as, quote, alternative sounds fused with influences in soul, electronic, and rock. That is unquote. And this still unsigned artist self-released his debut song at the age of 17, which is just remarkable to me. He's finding his feet and releasing a couple more singles in 2019. The latest effort is Retrograde. It was released on November 1st. I hope he's planning on an EP or full-length album for 2020. We'll see. New music from Hudson here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Hey, what's that? What you're talking about? Wait, come back. It was just an idea. Not what I wanted to hear. Can't seem to make it feel right. Dyed your old jeans black, you scrub your makeup off to end the day. Dust falls from the curtains, the same old conversations, all so cliche. Don't remember feeling right, that was me well in my prime. And no one ever warned me about dreading in the morning after no shirt high.
stay right by the radio. We have today's lineage with Zuzu. I have the latest here from Benny. New music from Benny here on Freeform Radio from Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. It's music you might otherwise miss with TK. I found Benny 3 months ago with the release of her Fire on Mars album. I've been smitten with her ever since. Benny is the stage name for Stella Bennett. She's a new pop singer-songwriter from Auckland, New Zealand. She's only 19 years old, but has already made an impact on the New Zealand music charts with her 2018 and debut single Soaked, which reached number 14 on her home country charts. She's back with a new EP called Stella and Steve, which dropped on November 15th. I played the pre-release single Find an Island in mid-October. With the release of the entire EP, I thought I'd feature another track from it, and that wonderful tune was called Super Lonely, and it features vocal help from Gus Dapperton. Well, it's time for our first feature of the day. It's called The Lineage. It's the part of the show when I'm going to play a new tune from an artist, and then I'm going to follow it up with a selection from their past. It's always a little fun to help add some perspective to an artist's career. And today's subject is Zuzu. I first found Zuzu back in January of 2017, and back then I wrote, quote, Zuzu is an upbeat post-punk songstress from Liverpool, England. I was not able to glean a great deal from her social media accounts. I did read an article on how Zuzu started garnering attention after she was invited to open for Courtney Barnett for one of Courtney's shows, obviously, and that was a big deal. When I first heard her, I knew immediately this is a talented individual, unquote. So this is an unusual lineage. The song that I placed for the historical perspective is actually now her latest single. I know that's confusing, but I thought it would be an interesting opportunity. In 2018, Zuzu got signed, and they took a look at her older material, which she had self-released. And then they remastered them for him, which is a great idea because the material is really that good. So the song I have to start this feature, Money Back, was released on September 16th. And indeed, the new track from her, indeed, well, for me, it's a new track from her. And I'm thinking that a new album or EP is on the way for 2020. So this is Zuzu. She's today's lineage here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Eventually, I'll get there. Eventually, you want your money back.
Freeform Radio from Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK here with you at Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Finishing up with today's lineage, that was Zuzu with What You Want. It was originally self-released in January of 2017. It was also just released again as a standalone single on Virgin Australia Records. Or not Australia, but Virgin Atlantic Records. And that is... came out October 25th, and I tell you, I love when that happens, when you find somebody who is on their own and actually gets picked up a couple years later. Anyway, if you want to discover more new music with me, join me on Thursday for my other installment of Music You Might Otherwise Miss. It airs 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on WBRS.org. It is an eclectic blend of neo folk, indie, alternative, new pop with some classics thrown in, but most of it you probably haven't heard of before, which is why it's Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Thursdays, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on WBRS.org. Keeping the music going here with a visit to today's reissue release of the week. It's from Sean Colvin. The album that has been reissued is her classic Fat City disc, which originally came out in 1992. The album reached 142 on the Billboard 200 chart and reached number 2 on their top heat seekers. Round of Blues and I Don't Know Why made Billboard's Modern Rock Tracks and Adult Contemporary Single charts, respectively. Tenderness on the Block is a cover version that was released by Warren Zevon's 1978 album, Excitable Boy. Had a lot of impact on there. It was some really good stuff. She also works with some amazing musicians, making contributions to the recording. Artists like Joni Mitchell, Bruce Hornsby, Richard Thompson, so many more played on this album. For this feature, I ended up picking the track number 4, Round of Blues. So this is Sean Colvin with our reissue song of the week here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Thank you.
Freeform Radio from Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK spinning the latest for you here at Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Closing off that two-song set was the tune from Michael Now. And Michael Now, he's a crafty modern singer-songwriter from Cumberland, Maryland. He's on a new solo career, rather. He was the frontman for bands like Paige France and Cotton Jones, which I am both familiar with because I worked at a radio station in Baltimore for several years. I first featured Michael on his solo path with his debut album, Some Twist. He followed it up in 2018 with The Mighty Thread, which came out in August of that year. For 2019, Michael released his third album, Less Ready to Go. Came out on September 26th, and the song just featured there is called Boom Tappin'. Keeping the tunes going here with a track from Girl Ray. Girl Ray is three ladies based in London, and they play some nice indie alt pop. I first found them in October of this year with their song Girl. It was the first pre-release single and the title track from their upcoming album. The disc is expected out on November 22nd. I was able to get my hands on another pre-release track. This one is called Show Me More. New music from Girl Ray here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Take it back. Someone clock me in. Don't
brand new stuff from the Jags here on 91.5 WMFO, Freeform Radio from Tufts University, and also available online at WMFO.org. The Jags, and that is spelled with a Z, as opposed to power pop band out of the late 70s with an S in the end of their name. Anyway, I digress. These five lads are from Liverpool, and they've just self-released on November 8th their sophomore EP, Cathedral Dreams. And it's actually the second EP for the boys in 2019. Very impressive. Song I just featured there is the EP's title track. Let me slip in one more from a tune from Toth, and that's T-O-T-H, and it's a long O. Toth is an indie alt-folk singer-songwriter based in Brooklyn, New York. His name is Alex Toth, and he recently released his debut full-length album earlier this year to some fabulous reviews. He has just released a new standalone single, Juliet, on November 12th. He's also lucky enough to be out on tour with Lady Lamb, and that is a good gig. Anyway, I am out of here. Y'all have a great day. I'll see you all on Thursday at 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on WBRS.org, and here again on next Tuesday for another installment of the new release show. Y'all have a great day.